This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. I'm Amber, and today my fabulous and gorgeous co-host is Miss Daisy Jing. She is the founder of Banish Skincare, and boy, does she have a story to share with us today, especially if you're somebody who deals with problematic skin. You're going to want to tune into this. Daisy, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Amber. I am so excited that I'm able to make it here today.
Yeah, so wait, you're right now on a road trip?
Yeah, like randomly, really random. Like my parents wanted to visit my brother. So we're driving from DC to New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, so okay.
I was like, but we need to stop because I need to do this podcast. So yeah, find somewhere to stop. And then, yeah, good thing I put on my eyelashes this morning though. Otherwise I would have looked so like, ugh.
Well, you look amazing, but let me tell you, when I throw on a pair of lashes, it is a game changer.
Yes.
It is a game changer.
For sure. Yes. I'm so glad I did because I don't have any other makeup on.
Oh, your skin is beautiful. You don't need any other makeup.
And your eyebrows
are on point, girl.
Oh, yeah. I got them like microbladed tattooed everything. Like.
All right. We actually, we have a piece. Let's see. It is coming up all about... If you're thinking about getting microbladed, you're going to want to tune into this because there are certain things you should be aware of, but that's a different podcast. That is a different show. So New Haven is so beautiful. I love it there.
Yeah.
Now is my nieces live in New Haven. Is your brother in school there?
Yeah. He's at Yale. He's graduating like in a few weeks.
God bless you. See, I was kind of going there. I'm like, is he in school in New Haven?
We're 12 years apart. So yeah.
Super so smart good. Family. Gosh, your parents must be so proud of you.
They are.
That's amazing. So listen, I was so drawn to your story because, you know, I talk to people all the time and, you know, a lot of parents who have children who have skin issues, there's a lot of adults who, as we get into our 40s, 50s, and the hormonal changes start to happen, have really problematic skin. There's people in their 20s and 30s with problematic skin. And I feel like when you have acne, when you've got bad problems with your skin, it can just be like almost debilitating emotionally. Can you tell me about your story.
Yeah. So I've had acne since the third grade. So very, very young.
Okay.
And after then it was like, it just got worse and worse and worse, progressively worse. And I was probably one of the first kids in my school to go through acne. So it got to the point where it was like, I would wake up and, you know, I would wake up and be like, is it a good skin day? Is it a bad skin day? Right. And that would just dictate my mood. The acne was so bad. It was very cystic. So I would wash my face in the morning and then it would just start bleeding. Like there's no way to control it. There's just pus and blood that would come out. And then just, you know, kids when they're like 11, 12, when you're the first one to get acne, they're not very nice about it. So they just say like, oh, Daisy, she's dirty. You know, she needs to wash her face, like just use like Proactive, just blah, blah. I mean, they would just give so much unsolicited comments. And I think the worst thing is like, you're considered dirty, right?
Yeah.
And you're anything but that. And you're trying so hard, but like the skin is just not cooperating. And I would put like layers of, you know, benzoyl peroxide or very drying agents. I would take antibiotics. Like I did everything. And the skin would just flake off. It got so dry. It'd flake off. It would look like a blizzard was on my shirt because of all the dry skin. It would just bleed and crack. I mean, I tried so much. So basically for my adolescent years, I hid from everybody because it was like, well, if everyone thinks I'm dirty, like why raise my hand? Why try out for this role in the school play? Like, why do anything, you know? So I just like hid myself. So yeah, it was almost like very traumatizing, right? Not being able to be who you are and kind of like go through that phase where you discover who you are at that age, because everyone just thinks that you're dirty.
It's like you're literally wearing a mask. You're hiding behind a mask of acne, which is, it's just heartbreaking to hear that, you know, and I think that everybody can relate, but I dealt with weight problems when I was younger. So, you know, being sort of the fat, chubby kid, was, it, it was, it was brutal. And if you woke up on certain days, I mean, so much of who we put out to the world is really, especially in our youth, reflected of how the world looks at us. And it can be very, sure, very tough. And, you know, for people who are watching this right now and looking at Daisy, I have to say, go check out her website at banish.com, because you have pictures of this, and I'll try to get some up from social. Mm-hmm. But when you say that you were having, you know, bad skin, it was really, I mean, it's incredible to see now, because now your skin looks perfect.
Thank you.
but you can see that this was something that really was problematic. So what you mentioned before, you were doing all of those sort of desperate things that we go for, like the benzoyl peroxide, and I'm sure you had noxzema. I'm trying to think of the things that were available, yeah, back in the day. What was it that finally changed for you in your skincare journey?
Yeah. So this was over a decade long journey. So, you know, going to college, it was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I actually wanted to be a dermatologist.
Okay.
Because I was like, I don't really know what else. And I've had this issue for 15 plus years. And I felt like when I went to the dermatologist, it was like, you'd wait for 2 hours. You know, you go in for 5 minutes, they go through like a checklist. I mean, the ones I went to, right, it was very, okay, try these services, right? And I felt like there was no, that mental health aspect of it. And like, how do you deal with when people, you know, say that you're dirty or call you pizza face? So I studied pre-med at Duke University because I wanted to be a dermatologist. And there I took all of those classes and I like read all those like research articles you can get. You know, they're like 40 pages long, blah, 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 blah. And so when I was doing that, I started doing YouTube videos in my dorm room, just like randomly for fun, and being like, hi, I'm going to use this product. This is my skin. These are the ingredients. And then when I went through these ingredients, I was like, wait, why are there so many of these ingredients? Like, what is this ingredient for? And then I soon realized a lot of the skincare formulations are formulated so that it makes the skin feel good upon first application, but it can clog the pores or can actually cause more irritation to the skin. And it actually wasn't really needed other than just like a feeling of the product on the skin.
Okay.
So yeah. And I was like shook by this because this was, you know, this was in 2010, like clean beauty wasn't really a thing. Like fragrance and skincare was, I mean, everyone like skincare back then smelled like perfume, you know, like it right. was just, mineral oil was, you know, the first ingredient in a lot of products. And I was like, why am I putting on eye cream and it's creating acne underneath my eyes? Like, what is this? You know? So, I soon realized that and I was like, oh, wait, like, what if I just eliminated all of these products in my skincare? So I did a lot of research and actually just started creating my own skincare products. Okay. Just with the essentials of what you needed in skincare. So no fragrance, nothing to change the viscosity of the product or to make it last longer or to make it beautiful or bright pink or whatever, like just the bare minimum. I started doing that. And then all of a sudden people on my YouTube channel were like, Daisy, what are you doing to your skin? Like what happened to your acne? Like they noticed the difference.
Wow.
And okay. From there, I was like, okay, there's something to this. Like I had no intention of, you know, starting a skincare line. I just wanted to solve my own problem. And then right. People saw the results and they wanted whatever it is I was using.
Wow. Okay. So this is when you're in your early 20s, you kind of have figured out this solution, at least for your skin. And then your viewers are like, wait a minute, what is going yep. on here? So how did you then get to like, okay, I'm going to now develop my line. And yeah, how did that come about?
It was just a few products, like two or three in the very beginning. So it wasn't like a line. And even today, we don't have that many products, to be honest, because for me, it's like, you don't need a 50-step skincare routine, especially if you have sensitive skin.
Right.
If you have acne prone skin, you basically have very sensitive skin. Right.
Right.
So I just, in the beginning, it was like, I just shipped a few, not really thinking it was anything, but I kept running out of stuff.
Right.
You know, I kept running out of stock. And then I was like, oh, maybe there is something to this, right? And it kept growing and growing and growing. And now, you know, we have like a team creating the products. We work with different manufacturers, all of that. But yeah, but at the beginning, there wasn't much to it. It just kept growing, I guess.
So I have your line right here, which, by the way, it's very chic looking. I love it.
Thank you.
So let's talk about, you mentioned some of the ingredients that you were like, I don't need this. I don't need the fragrance. I don't need the mineral oil. I don't need something to change the viscosity. What were some of the ingredients that you were focused on that you found were best for acne prone skin?
So our banished serum or oil is vitamin C, and it has pure grade L-ascorbic acid.
Okay.
So that is a game changer for your skin if you have acne scarring. So for me, I had a ton of acne scars after the acne, like every single pimple left a scar. So that ingredient just bam, like that pigmentation from the scar just would go away immediately. So that you want to use like a pure grade ingredient of L-ascorbic acid, because the way it penetrates into the cell helps really build collagen. So it's kind of like not all vitamin C's are the same, right? You really have to figure out where they're from and can it actually be absorbed into the skin and can it penetrate to create change in the skin? There's other forms of vitamin C that can't really do that, but they're still technically vitamin C, right? So you really have to do your research and kind of look into the details of it. Another thing about vitamin C, for example, is that when exposed to light and air, it degrades and then it doesn't work.
Very hard to keep stable. Yes.
Right. So you need like a ferulic acid, for example, that we use to stabilize it. But another thing about Banish is our products are made fresh. A lot of our products are made fresh. So for example, that vitamin C that you ordered from Banish, we literally made it like a day, right, before you got it, or like 2 days, however long it takes to ship. And then if you leave it out for 6 months, it turns orange, right. But a lot of vitamin C serums, they already color it orange. So ours is like super fresh, which means it's super effective, right? Because it hasn't degraded or oxidized to that point. So it's just these little nuances in skincare that make all of the difference, right?
So, wow. So your line is really kind of a made to order line then?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is made to order. Like even our vitamin C beauty elixir has vitamin C in it. And we have like the base of that formulation. We actually keep it refrigerated.
Right.
And I always tell the team, like, you have to check on it, mark it. If it turns orange, you dump it and we order a new batch. You know, we have a system to make sure that it doesn't happen. But like these little nuances make a big difference and people don't know, because a lot of companies will just add some color in or, you know, cover it up or whatever. And I mean, the results speak for why this product works versus another product doesn't.
I mean, I've talked to people before. We've talked on this podcast a lot about vitamin C, and I've had people write me and they were like, I was heartbroken to know once your vitamin C oxidizes, which is it's been exposed to the air too much and turns orange, it is effectively not going to do what you want it to do anymore. And you might as well throw it away. And so many people are like, no, because a lot of these expensive products eventually will oxidize. That's what's going to happen to them. So you've really found a way to make this super fresh, and you're delivering it super fresh, so it's the most potent. And that is here in your vitamin C cream, and also you said in the Banish oil.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about, so vitamin C was key for you to work on the discoloration. What about actually dealing with the inflammation and the acne itself?
Yeah. So for me, it was using a chemical exfoliant versus a physical exfoliant. So back then, you know, this was like 12 years ago, right? Those St. Ives scrubs or like those brushes, it was all about like, okay, you got to like really scrub off the acne. So here I am like scrubbing it, spreading that
so bad
blood and pus and all that gross stuff like everywhere. I'm like, why is it not working? So instead, using a chemical exfoliant. So the pumpkin enzyme mask has glycolic acid in there.
Yeah.
Yep. And what's so good is like knowing kind of when you tend to break out. So I'm super hormonal, like
yes,
that week of my period, 4 days right before I get a ton of cystic acne. So it's like, okay, I know to schedule in to use this product along the jawlines and my cheeks, because that's where I get the most acne, to really exfoliate the skin. So that way the probability of it being clogged and getting that cystic acne will drastically reduce. So it was like little things like that. Right. And then also, the fighter gel, I don't know if you have the fighter gel with you, but
yep. Before we go on to that, I just want to tell everybody at home, I know we are kicking into summer. Don't get mad at me. That pumpkin mask smells good enough to eat. So if you're a person who loves pumpkin spice things all year round, like myself, it is delicious. Oh my gosh, it smells so good. Okay, so the fighter.
Thank you. And Yeah, the fighter gel. So like if you feel like something's coming up, you know, like a pimple's coming up, you put that on the skin. It actually reduces inflammation in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
It has dimethyl sulfan, which is really good form to reduce inflammation. So instead of like drying out the pimple, so I know a lot of acne medicines, what they do is they try to dry out the skin as much as possible. Right. For us, we just try to reduce inflammation. We try to actually prevent the problem before it starts.
Right.
So I think prevention is key. So those are, yeah, some of the products you can use for
the
that.
Core line. And you know, it's really interesting too. And that has like a beautiful, almost like a mint scent to it.
It's a very cooling really nice. Sensation. I love okay. it. Yeah.
It's really, really nice. And yeah, I know we've talked to, we had Dr. Dennis Gross on here forever ago. And he was like, the pimple that you have today is actually 2 weeks old, right? So it's been starting and mm-hmm. bustling underneath. So like you said, if we can prevent that from happening. So when people write to you, and before we talk about your newest product, which is the sunscreen, which obviously going into summer and being a sunscreen lover, I'm super excited about. When people start to use this line, how long do you think in general it takes before people start to say, wow, okay, this is working?
So the Banish Oil, you'll see results the next day. Like I'm not kidding you. Like you wake up with this immediate glow to your skin. So I always yeah. say like, if you're going to go to an event or have a picture day tomorrow, like use the Banish Oil maybe a couple of days, you know, beforehand, you'll see that instant glow and you'll see that pigmentation just like disappear, fade away. For the other products, I would say pretty much immediately, honestly, like the pumpkin enzyme mask, once you use it, you wash it off, your skin glows, it feels smoother, it feels softer. The Phytogel, you put it on the next morning, you just feel like, okay, those like little pimples or whatever is like getting softer, is like, you know, melting kind of back into the skin. So I say like really very little time to see results.
That's amazing. And I love that you created this battle book for people. Tell us about this.
Yeah, well, that was, I mean, my whole motivation to go into dermatology, to go into skincare was really about like giving people's power back when they are going through something like acne. Like, I mean, I can give you the most perfect skin in the world, but if you're always thinking these negative thoughts about you,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to overcome that. So for me, it was like, my mission is always to make people feel confident, to get their yeah. power back, to make them feel like they can be authentically themselves. So here we have daily, weekly, monthly exercises to make you feel good about yourself. I mean, we're facing a mental health epidemic, right?
Yeah.
First and foremost.
And especially, it, you know, younger and younger, we're hearing about
of course.
Increased suicide rate. It's terrible. I love here you've got positive quotes. You've got advice on how to get your skincare in routine together. And then you've got dates where it's like three things I love about myself, today's act of kindness, something good mm-hmm. that happened, what I'm grateful for, as well as making sure that people record their water intake, made sure that they apply. And I love this morning skin routine, apply SPF. Thank you for that.
Of course.
And nighttime skin routines, like just get it done. This is such a great way. And especially for the younger set, I feel like to really tap into some of that positive mental health that you mentioned.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, the average teen spends 10 hours a day on their phone. Like
right.
we really have to remind ourselves, like, you know, there's so much good happening in the midst of everything bad happening. There's so much good happening. There's so much we can love ourselves for and be appreciative of. So
yeah,
just to bring that front of mind.
And to get, you know what? Practice writing a little bit. I feel like my handwriting yeah. is like, you know, except for like signing checks and like, you know, and the bill at the grocery store, my handwriting is less than desirable. So having a reason to journal
exactly.
Is a great way to keep that active. Okay. So sunscreen. Now, sunscreen is an incredibly thing to formulate and get approved in the United States, as I'm sure you can tell us. So I know you were really excited because this is a brand new launch.
I am so excited because everybody for the past 5 years has been asking us to come up with sunscreen because, you know, when you have acne scarring, you need to wear SPF so that your acne scar doesn't get worse.
Right.
And when you're healing it, you know, with the microneedling and stuff, you definitely want to use SPF. So yeah, people have been asking for many years and I never found the one, right? So I was just like, okay, like there were always issues with other sunscreen formulations I tried until this one. And the story of this is actually, I mean, I have a story behind every single one of the products because it's, you know, there's a lot of thought behind each product, but, you know, during the height of the pandemic, it was like May, June of 2020. I just had my daughter then, and there was nowhere for us to go except outside. Right. Living in Southern California, living near the beach, you know, hot sun. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try all these different formulations out there. And this was the one I always went back to every single time. It was so light, so easy, so gentle. I would always sweat. It wouldn't get in my eyes, never broke me out. No fragrance. It was just easy, you know? And then I started using it on my daughter, who was like 4 months at the time. And she has the most sensitive issues, like sensitive skin, stomach, everything. She never once broke out from it. And we never once got burned.
Here's the thing I was the most impressed with. This is a mineral sunscreen, SPF 50. There is no cast. There's absolutely zero, you know, with mineral sunscreens, a lot of the times you get that white cast.
Yeah.
But this has no coloring in it. And also no cast. Well done. I mean, that's really impressive these days.
And it's not oily, and it doesn't.
No, it has like a beautiful, almost matte finish to it.
Yeah, matte. And I say it's almost like a blurring matte finish. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's really, I'm very, very happy with it. No smell, no any, it's just easy, right?
And you said, so, you know, I don't know if we can make this claim, but you apply this to your daughter. So,
oh, yeah, you can use it on babies. Okay. She still wears it. And I just give it to her in her hand, wherever she puts it. I know it's like not going to irritate her.
Oh, good. So for people now, you know, you quickly mentioned, microneedling, which is interesting. I've been talking about that. I recently had microneedling, which I think is great for textural issues. Mm-hmm. I had a little scar that I've been going for, but it's really great for acne, correct?
It's great for acne scarring.
Sorry. Good. Yes. Yeah. Okay. What is it about the microneedling that helps?
It's because acne scars is the hardest thing to treat. Ask any derm, plastic surgeon, because it's damage to the skin.
Right.
So what you're doing is you're pricking tiny little channels. Your body interprets that as an injury. So much like you get a paper cut, you know, you're not going to bleed like forever. Your skin is going to repair itself. So your skin produces collagen, elastin fibers underneath, and you produce enough and it pushes the skin up, like kind of like a mattress coil, you know, you put new springs, it kind of springs back up. So it's amazing. Like you're using your own body's like natural healing devices to do that to the skin. So game changer for, if you have acne scars. It's also really good for anti-aging for a preventative purpose, because we lose 1% of collagen every year. So got to keep rebuilding that. So we do have the Banisher 2.0, which you can use at home. If you do like feel like, okay, you know, my pimples left a scar, just like stamp it a little bit, add the vitamin C, and you're good to go.
And, you know, if you're doing in-office microneedling, I know this changes per person, but like, you know, if you see somebody with a severe case of acne scarring, how long does that take? Or what is that process like?
To see results?
Yeah.
So you're talking about in office, right?
Yeah. Like if you're doing an in office treatment.
So what they do is they, like sanitize, like put alcohol on your face to just make sure it's clean. And then sometimes they put a numbing cream. And then they take this microneedling device and they'll just like microneedle your skin, and then they'll apply like a serum or, you know, something over it to kind of protect and hydrate the skin.
Yeah. And your skin will be like red, but what I was wondering is like, and from your own experience, like how many sessions do you think it took before some of your acne scarring was gone or appeared better?
So for me, actually, to be completely honest, like doing the at-home microneedling, I saw results immediately, right away. And then I tried the professional microneedling and I didn't really see that many results, maybe because my acne scars were at a point where like it couldn't really get better. Like all the damage has been done and I've tried to do everything I could. So there wasn't really much like delta, like I guess change to be had, right? They also say you should, you know, microneedle like right after the skin is healing. So that way you can really work it when like on recent acne, but if it's like an acne scar that's like 20 years old, it might be a little bit harder, right?
Harder.
So I would say, like, for me, when I use Vanish and at-home acne, I saw results the next day. Like, you see your scars, it looks ironed out. It doesn't go away. It irons out. And to be honest, not all scars are going to go away. Like, a lot of scars right. won't. Like, you can't do anything. The microneedling treatments I did at the clinic, they made my skin really red and like I started bleeding and all of that. So it was more like an overall rejuvenation right. process. So, so I can't really speak to that.
But for people who might have severe, something that they might want to go to their own dermatologist or doctor and talk to them about as another way to do this, but certainly you can try it at home using the Vanish system first. And I know you are sort of need to keep going off on this fabulous road trip of yours, so I don't want to keep you too long. No. Do you have any other advice? You know, like you said, you were a kid, you know, for people who might maybe are listening, who have children, people who are going through a bad acne flare up, any sort of advice to help people through that?
So I think the first thing, like a tactical advice would be having to do your own research. And I know it's hard because there's so much out there, but you have to kind of dig into like the little nuances of skincare, right? It's like taking vitamins. Not all vitamins are the same, right? Some are sourced from food, some are sourced from labs, some are whatever. Look at how the products are formulated, look at what ingredients they have, and kind of do your research there. Don't just buy into like, you know, this is expensive, so it must work, or, you know, whatever it is, right? So that's one thing on the topical thing, because you can listen to everyone's advice, but you really have to like do it yourself. And that right. might take a long time, because that's how I eventually helped my skin. And then for the mental health aspect, I would say to focus on the positives. I know a lot of times we are always thinking about what we don't like about ourselves, and we're always nipping, especially me, you know, like I'm just always like, oh, this could be better. Oh, I wanted, you know, and then we lose sight as to everything we love about ourselves. So if you are going through your skin, just realize, okay, my skin is a part of me, but there's so many other things that I love about myself, right? And instead of nitpicking all of it, because also a lot of people might not know, like notice, right? Like
right.
everyone's so into themselves, like they're not remembering. Yeah.
Your when skin. You have that pimple, and you know, listen, you have a lot of them, it's the only thing you can focus on.
Right.
But there's a lot of other things that people can focus on. And I guess I would just say, having had weight issues, having been teased, it gets better. You know, it really does. And, you know, if you're already older, try to surround yourself with positive people. If you've got children who are going through it, I'm not a parent, so I don't have that advice. But I would say, as somebody who went through being teased, you know, tell your kids it gets better. That can be hard to hear, but I think it gets better. Daisy, I want to thank you so much for being on with us today and taking time, you know, from your family and your road trip. If people want to know more about Vanish Skincare, where can they go?
They can go to vanish.com, and then our Instagram is @vanishacnescars, and my personal and YouTube is dazers89.
I love that. And you've got videos going way back, which is really, yes. really great. We can see your evolution.
I know.
Thank you again so much for being on with us today.
Thanks, Amber.
And, you know, if you have questions you want me to pass along Daisy or her team, I'm happy to do so. You can email me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and right here on YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday. Have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend. Bye.